thought it was very important we spoke with David Jewell, who is the administrator there now at the Tamworth Jockey Club. For those that don't know, the Tamworth role became available because the board voluntarily stood down while Race New South Wales undertook an inquiry into the club's affairs. And we've got a lot of listeners, as I've been on Kosciuszko tours, etc., to the Tamworth region. They listen to the Big Sports Breakfast and Sky Sports Radio. And David, as I say, a good morning to you. You've got a pretty big job on your hands to try and bring this very proud club back to its feet.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Look, there's a few challenges, obviously, and there's been a few issues over the last period, which sort of all came to a head around Christmas time, and Racing New South Wales have stepped in and, as you said, asked some questions to the board, and the board voluntarily stood down, and Racing New South Wales are working through an inquiry process at the moment. So their normal practice is to put an administrator in. Been on the other side of the fence, obviously, when I joined Wyong, we were under administration with John Rouse, and looking after the club there. This is the Wyong board had been stood down 6-odd years ago. So, yeah, back in the role, in a similar role.
I'm going to ask a question that's popped up in my mind before, David. Why do you think these clubs that are very successful, they have strong, and when I say successful, they've got strong trainers, a very good quality of horse, why do they go down this path, considering, as you said, you've been involved with Wyong and rebuilding there, and now you're at Tamworth in a rebuilding phase? I mean, they should never really get to these situations.
Well, you're correct there. And Racing New South Wales has very good governance and the policies around how clubs have to perform. Clubs have to sign an annual registration as part of their licensing process, which they contract with Racing New South Wales effectively to deliver. And when that doesn't happen and Racing New South Wales becomes aware of it, then it's beholden on Racing New South Wales to act. Now, I'm not saying at the moment that anyone's done anything specifically wrong here. There's been the club's admitted that it probably hasn't followed the policies and procedures of Racing New South Wales correctly in a few cases. But the boards of these clubs, particularly country clubs, but most race clubs are volunteers. Well-meaning. A lot of them have been in the industry all their life, but we're living in a different world now. Occupational health and safety, work safety places, compliance issues, all these things are important. And running a race club, and they're plenty, like a club like Tamworth, is a big business now. So a lot of livelihoods, a lot of trainers' livelihoods, a lot of horses working here at the club. And, it's a major country centre. So it's critical that Tamworth's successful and Racing New South Wales will do whatever it needs to do to make sure that that's the case going forward.
That's it, isn't it? It's big business at the moment, David, isn't it? Even for the regional country meets as well. What about the discussions? How have they been like with the trainers, stakeholders in that area?
Oh, look, everyone just wants the same result. Everyone wants the club to be successful. I don't think no one's bagged it. No one's been critical. No one's even been critical of the board. They just want things fixed. And I guess symptomatic of the problem, I think they've had 4 or 5 general managers in as many years, the last 4 years. And, that transfer of administrative roles, a lot falls on the general manager, CEO of the race clubs. I mean, they're the paid professionals. They're the ones who are supposed to get it right. They're to guide the board. The board are there to provide governance. And sometimes those lines get blurred. And that appears to be what's happened here. And hopefully we can sort it out pretty quickly.
Preparations for the country championship qualifiers in March. They've got a lot of to look forward to, the racing public in Tamworth.
The first thing was to get back on the track. So there's been a lot of work done on. They did some fairly significant irrigation work. They've had trouble with the track not being suitable for racing in the past. Racing New South Wales spent nearly $450,000 in the spring. There were some problems with that, and they lost the 2 race meetings in December. So pleased to report that the track looks fantastic. I walked the track when I got up here Friday week back and had a look at it. Looked at it every few days. Dave Hodson from Racing New South Wales been here, and it's going to present in wonderful order for today's racing. We've got a huge meeting today with a showcase meeting, and as you said, it's only just over a month away to the country championships and then another month on to the Tamworth Cup. So both of them were impacted significantly by COVID last year. We're still operating under COVID restrictions, but albeit out here in the regional centres, not quite as tough as the Wyongs and metropolitan areas. So, we're hoping to get a few people along today, and hopefully restrictions continue to ease and we can get back to the good old days of having a massive big crowd here for a big cup day and championship day.
It's in safe hands, the Tamworth Jockey Club. David Jewell, thanks for coming on this morning.
Nice talking to you, Dave. Thank you.